Welcome to the Lifecast. We hope that you find this ministry of New Life Assembly of God as an encouragement to you. You will hear messages and lessons in God's Word by our staff and special guests. Enjoy the podcast.
We're going to look at Jonah this morning, chapter 1. But first off, I'm going to reference a couple other scriptures, but I'm not going to turn there. This is one of my favorite things to talk about. Just the topic wise, some of y'all are known this for the times that I've preached in here, the big chapel. Sometimes it's been on this, or I always throw in my little 2 cents about it, about witnessing, being called to be a witness, commission, the Great Commission, being called to make disciples of all nations, you know, being a witness to Judea, Samaria, and all the other places of the world and all that. So this morning is going to be a little bit about that, because there's something that drives me nuts that I see too often in church, is that apparently what I hear from some people, and I ain't saying you, I'm talking my time in North Central and my time just growing up in the church from other churches, that church is for Christians. And I don't believe that. That's just me. Now, I look at this story real quick, starting in verse 1. The word of the Lord came to Jonah, son of Go to the great city of Nineveh and preach against it because its wickedness has come up before me. But Jonah ran away from the Lord and headed for Tarshish. He went down to Joppa, that's fun, where he found a ship bound for that port. After paying the fare, he went aboard and sailed for Tarshish to flee the Lord. It's funny, the exact reason God says you need to go preach the gospel to them is because their wickedness. I mean, how many of y'all go to the doctor when you are perfectly healthy? No, it's when you're sick. It's when you ain't feeling good. It's when your face is messed up like mine. You go to the doctor, find out what's wrong with you. You find out why it is the way it is. That's what we do. Doctor doesn't come to heal the healthy, comes for the sick. Jesus is sending his prophet to go preach the gospel to the sick, to the wicked. And Jonah, he's one of those dudes, I feel like, one of them prophets that, like, in his little tent that he had one of them red telephones that's like, yo, God, what you want me to preach today? Just, like, direct lying to God. You ever have somebody in your life that's like that? I do. I live with him. It's my dad. There's so many things in my life. Anytime that I get in a relationship with somebody or I start pursuing somebody, as soon as my dad opens his mouth and says, oh, I don't think it's going to work, literally, like, within a week, it's done. It doesn't work. And I'm like, Dad, you need to hang up the phone. You need to quit calling God. You need to just... But then anytime that it's like, oh, it's going to be good, it lasts. And then all of a sudden, one day, he's going to be like, you know what? You should be careful. And then all of a sudden, a week later, it's done. I'm like, come on. How about from now on, you just tell me right away so I don't even waste my time. I don't want to be a part of this, you know? But it's funny because it's not a red telephone. Really, what it is that gives them a direct line to God is a Bible and them on their knees praying, which we all have the capability of doing. But that's just me throwing that out there. But see, Jonah, a great prophet, preaching the word, preaching the gospel, and they're like, God's like, yo, go to Nineveh. And he's like, not so sure about that one. They slap people with fish there. Just kidding. For those that have seen the VeggieTales version of Jonah. Sorry, this is not the NIV version. That was the VeggieTales version. I might jump back and forth here and there. Just be careful. Remember, I'm young. pardon me. Don't make me laugh. I guess I coughed then. Here's the deal. Jonah, in his mind, he hears Nineveh. And he's like, yo, they crazy, they wicked. That'd be like telling you, hey, go to Mexico and them cartels. Or hey, go to Russia and preach to the crazies over there. Or how about you go to downtown Detroit and talk to the drug dealers? Or whatever it may be, your big fear, whatever it may be. She's laughing, making me laugh. Sorry. Sometimes I get distracted. Don't stop laughing, though. I like it. No, Jonah's like, forget this, man. I'm going the opposite direction. God, you tell me go here, but I'm going to go where I think I'm going to succeed. This morning I'm going to talk to you about where God has called you to succeed versus where you think you'll succeed. Because too many times in my life, and I've seen in other people's lives, they get called somewhere and they're like, I don't know about that one. It's like when I would play basketball, for those of you that know, I tried to play basketball. Was not the greatest, and still not. Anyway, but I would try and play basketball. And my freshman year, all the good players got moved up, so then I was, I guess, kind of one of the better players on the lower level. But we only had like six guys, and it was really difficult. Anyway, and I was the only one that could really like dribble. So my coach sometimes would be like, "Brock, we need a bucket. We need you to score. So I'm going to run a play for you." So we call timeout. He runs a play, and he's got me going to the left. Now, see, I'm right-handed, okay? Dominant hand, right hand. It's easy to dribble this way, you know what I'm saying? But he's running a play to the left because the defender that's guarding me is pushing me to the left. He's giving me the left. Left-handed layup all day. The only thing is I wasn't very good at left-handed layups. So they run the play, and I'm like, well, I don't think I'm going to go left. I'm going to go right. And I go right, and it doesn't go well. We don't get a bucket. Coach screams, yells, and then I got to run killers all day next day. Next time, I'll go left or practice on my left so then I feel good about going left. But anyway, my coach prepares for me and tells me to go left and draws a perfect play, opens up the left, but I don't think I'm going to succeed doing a left-handed layup. So I'm going to go right, and it kind of ends up not going so well. Don't get the bucket. Don't score. Lose the game. Brock, you're terrible. Just kidding. He didn't say that. He used other words. But we won't go there. It's a tough time of life for me. Some scars. No, I'm just kidding. Totally joking. But the same as Jonah, God's calling him to Nineveh, saying, "Go." They wicked, they crazy, they evil, they doing all this sin and all this stuff. You need to go there. You need to go preach the gospel. You need to go preach what I put in your mouth. Like, it's going to come out, and they're going to hear it. And he's like, "I ain't going to succeed there. I might even die there. I think I'm going to go to Tarshish." And he gets on the boat, and he meets a dude named Carlisle and all these things. Sorry, that's the VeggieTales version. Again, I told you, we might jump back and forth. But here's the deal. Later on in the story, I'm just going to paraphrase. We're not going to read all of it. But I encourage you to read it on your own time because this story is better than anything you got TiVo'd or DVR'd or whatever. It's a really good story if you like big fish, which I'm not a fan of big fish. That big, anyway, that can like actually eat me. That's actually a fear of mine, get eaten by a fish. I'm going to laugh one day if I'm like on a cruise and I fall off and a whale like eats me. And then all of a sudden I see on the wall, Jonah was here. I'm just going to laugh. I'm going to Instagram that. That's for sure. It's going to happen. Watch this. Oh, my word. Absolutely crazy. Now, if that happens to one of you, you got to let me know. Just saying. We can make millions or something. Not that that's what it's about, but, you know. Anyway, money don't hurt nobody. All right. Off track. Get back on track. Here's the deal. In our lives, being a witness, I knew when I went to school who I would go and talk to. I'd always go and talk to my friends and be like, "Hey, you want to come to church, man?" And they'd be like, "Oh, no, I got confirmation," or "I got CCD," or "I got whatever they were going to do that night at another church." And I started noticing a trend. And then I also talked to my other friends, and now heading up the youth group, I hear the same thing. It's like, "Oh, they got confirmation, or they got this, or they got that." Now, out of the 750-some students at Sparta High School, you're telling me every single one of them students has got confirmation or CCD or whatever. I started noticing something in my life. I was like, out of all my friends, out of all the people I know, they all got this. And then I realized something. It's crazy. I was like, you know what? I'm going to the people that I already know have a foundation. I'm going to the people that I've already got at church. I'm going to Tarshish. I'm going to the place where I think I'm going to succeed versus the place where God's called me, and that's to all nations. That's to all people. That's to the pothead in the corner. Now, obviously, not all of you in here go to school, high school, and at least I hope you don't. Otherwise, you might want to get some tutoring. But whatever it is in your life, that person that we go up to because they look well put together. They look nice. Oh, they must, they're more likely to succeed because they look like they kind of already have a foundation. They already know Christ a little bit. If I go up and talk to them, it's not like I'm going to be speaking Christianese. They're going to understand me a little bit. Christianese is the language that Christians speak that unsaved people don't always understand because we think we're superior in some way. Where are we going? Who are we witnessing to? God has called us to all nations, to all people. To all people. It don't matter what they look like. It don't matter. And yet, for some reason, we keep going to Tarshish. We keep going where we think we're going to succeed. Here's the deal, for those that don't know, Jonah didn't succeed in going to Tarshish. He actually went to Nineveh, and things kind of worked out the way that God planned. Where God has called you to succeed, I'm telling you, you will succeed as long as you stay obedient to Him. But as soon as you go off kind of on your own, you're going to get eaten by a whale. Done. All right. Sermon's over. There you go. No, I'm just kidding. Just kidding. Then wouldn't that be great? Real early. Then you could tell my dad, your son, he gets straight to the point. If we go outside God's plan, we're going to get eaten by a whale. It was done. There you go. It was a good sermon. Straight to the point. He got down to the nitty gritty and it was over. There you go. Randy, you need to do that more. No, I'm just kidding. No, we ain't done yet. Here's the deal. Because the exact reason why God wanted Jonah to go preach to them was their wickedness. The exact same reason you need to go and witness to that person in the corner is because of their sin. Not because of how much you will succeed or how good they look or what foundation they have. You need to go up to them because they're sleeping around, because they're going to the bars and partying all night, and because they're doing the drugs, and because they're an alcoholic. That's the people that are in church. Because Jesus shows up in church, and He doesn't just show up for the healthy. I mean, yeah, we need to check up every once in a while. You know it. But He came to heal the sick. And I ain't saying us in here, we ain't sick. Don't get me wrong. We all got some issues. Some more than others. Me. But what are you going to do? Look at who my mother is. No, I'm just kidding. As a joke, she's Canadian. It's okay. I'm joking. I always give her a hard time about that. When she doesn't laugh at one of my jokes, I'm like, it's okay, you're Canadian. She gets very mad at me. Oh, man, it's really funny. But I love her. I love her. Anyway, who we witnessed to? There was this kid that I knew. He came to youth group all the time. He would come every Wednesday, but it was because this girl, and you can already see where this is going. This girl likes him, and he likes her, and he's unsaved, and she's saved, and she's cute, and he's punk, and everything's rocking. Not literally, but everything's going well. And he's coming to church. And then all of a sudden, she's like, no, thanks, not anymore. And then all of a sudden, he stops coming. But he was one of my good friends. So I'm like talking to him. We still hang out and everything like that. And he stopped coming to church for a while. And he had always talked to me about things in life because he didn't have a real foundation. And so he would always talk to me about like sex, or he'd talk about marijuana. Sorry to be blunt, but I'm going to be straight up with you. There's no point in hiding around it. But he would always talk to me about these things. And I always expressed my views, which those views, and I would always plant those seeds and everything. And then I later found out that he started smoking pot. And that's something that he had been doing for a while now. And I was like, oh, bummer. And I haven't seen him at church in a while. And so then one day I got this great idea. Oh, boy. Usually when Brock Williamson comes up with a great idea, it's not so great. But anyway, I came up with this great idea, and I went to the kitchen, and I grabbed a pot, and I put it on my head, and I took a picture of myself, and I sent it to him, and I said, potheads are welcome at church. See you there this Wednesday. And then I said, P.S., hope you're not offended. And he messaged me back, and he's like, dude, I'm literally laughing out loud. This is hilarious. Saving this picture, and I'll see you Wednesday. And guess what? I saw him on Wednesday. Because here's the deal. I could have gone up to him a million times and said, hey, bro, you want to come to church? Hey, bro, you want to come to church? But there's this big elephant in the room of him smoking weed that I know about and he knows about. And for some reason, he thinks that's the reason why he shouldn't be here. And yet I know that's the reason he should be here. So why not tell him that's why he needs to be here? There should be just like a row. Potheads. Alcoholics. Because guess what? It's already kind of the way it is. Because every single one of us is screwed up. Every single one of us is a sinner saved by grace. None of us know what we're doing. We can sit here and hold out our Bible all highlighted and act like we know what's up. But guess what? None of us do. I don't, and I'm up here. I'm a sinner saved by grace. I need to be here. I need Jesus. I need communion. I need the cross. But guess what? God so loved the world, not God so loved Christians. From the drug dealer in the alley to the hooker on the corner, they need to be here. And you think, well, we in Sparta, you're getting a little dramatic, ain't you? Well, maybe I am, but maybe that's what you need. Because here's the deal, you driving around and you don't see it, then you're more blind than I thought. And that's, I'm sorry, this ain't hope preaching, but it's real talk. We need to see this. We need to see them the way that God sees them. He sees them as broken. He sees them as unloved. And yet he wants to pour out all he's got, all of his love. What he did up there was for them. Yet they don't know about it. They don't know about it. Who gonna tell them? I think there's a couple scriptures that says it's our job, but you know, I don't know. What do I know? The exact reason why they think they should not be here is why they should. Because this place ain't a place of judgment, and if it is, then you... that drives me nuts. You don't come here to be judged. You come here to be loved. That's what it's about. Now, we got to be careful on this, though, because it's a slippery slope. It's a slippery slope. Because though I want them here, they need to be here. Do I agree with what they do? No. Do I approve of what they do? No. Do I love them? Yes. Yes. People who get drunk all the time. Do I get drunk? No. Do I think it's okay to get drunk? No. Scripture tells us. No. Do I love them? Yes. Will I hang out with them? Yes. Do I want them here? Yes. That's what it's about. You could go down the list of all of it. All of it. Alcoholics. Homosexuality. Potheads. Sex addicts, people who steal, people who lie. Do I approve of what they're doing? No. Do I always do it? No. Do I love them? Yes. Do I want them here? Yes. Because the more that they're here and the more that they hear the truth, the more likely it is that God will penetrate them. And God will come in and change their life. It's not our job to change their life. It's just our job to get them to the one who will. So where are we going? We just going to the people that we think we're going to succeed. You know, clear skin. And it don't have any tattoos or nothing. They don't have just some ripped up t-shirt. Jaggedy jeans. They got Rock Revivals on. They got a nice button up. They look real fresh. Hair's nice and clean and cut, and they smell good. And they have a cross necklace. I'm going to go witness to them. That ain't take no guts. grow some and grow up to somebody who ain't got it. Who ain't got it. Because they need it. Now, I ain't saying the people who all dressed up and nice don't need it. They do. I mean, look at me. And some of you know me. And you're like, yeah. Yes. Very true. But it's about them. Because here's the deal. And I feel like I've told you this story before in another time when I preached. And I know I've told it on a Wednesday a gazillion times. So you guys, bear with me. But this story about Jesus on the cross, and he's got these thieves on his left and his right, and the one's making fun of him, being a jerk. I mean, he's about to die, whatever. The other one says, "Will you remember me?" And Jesus says, "Today you'll be with me in paradise." Now, I ain't quoting that exactly. I'm paraphrasing. I'm sorry. Today you'll be with me in paradise. Guess what? That dude on the cross, there is no record of him ever going to church. There's no record of him ever tithing. There's no record of him buying the Hillsong album. There's no record of him being water baptized, baptizing the Holy Spirit and speaking in tongues, taking communion. The only thing we really know about him is that he's a thief. And that he's on a cross, paying for what he did. And yet, Jesus took the time. Jesus took the time. For this guy. He took the time. His entire life, not just in that moment, but his entire life, hanging out with sinners and outcasts. And the people who just didn't know, that weren't well put together, suit and tie and all. Not that they had that back then, but you get the point. Jesus went to all nations. He went to everybody. Everybody he came in contact with. Didn't matter. It didn't matter their history. Didn't matter what they had done or what they were even doing at that moment. He reached out to him. He reached out to him. He didn't just go to Tarshish. He didn't go where he thought he'd succeed. He went to the wicked. He went to the evil. He went to Nineveh. He didn't run away. He didn't fear. Because God sent him to the earth to save the earth. And guess what? I'm pretty sure the earth looked a lot like Nineveh. Wicked, evil, immoral. It still is. Yee. We doing a bang up job down here. But yet he still came to save us. He still came. Still came to save us. So I want to ask you where you're going this morning. Where you're going to go. Are you going to go to Tarshish? Or are you going to go to Nineveh? God called you to all nations. All nations. Black, white, green, yellow, orange. Tatted, no tats. Long hair, short hair, bald. But don't make fun of a bald person because bears will come out and eat you. I learned that in Sunday school. On the real though, it doesn't matter what they look like, what they wear, or how evil or what they do, because that's the exact reason why they need to be here. It's the exact reason why God called Jonah to go preach to them. Because of their wickedness. And it's the exact reason he has called you to go be a witness and to go preach in this world. Is because of their wickedness. And invite them here is because of their wickedness. That's a slippery slope. Because we want to see them all here in the church. But here's the thing. We have to make sure. We have to make sure it is because they are being changed and being loved and not because the church is loosening its morals. Because you could have all of them in here and it's just because, oh, they're okay with what I do. No, that's not it. No. We have to be careful. It's a slippery slope. And the enemy will drop a little bit of poison in to deceive you into thinking, oh, we want them here because we're okay with what they do. No. We want them here because we love them and we believe God can change them. So the church, the people in it, it grows. The people in the kingdom, it's not just the church. We need a bunch of people in the church. It's not about numbers in the church. It's about numbers in the kingdom of heaven. Because that's more people saved. And that's what it's about. It don't matter about the numbers in the church. It's about the number in the kingdom of heaven. We have to make sure it ain't because we loosened our morals, but because we stood firm to our morals. But so many times we stand firm to the moral of, this is wrong. You're doing this wrong. This is wrong. And we forget about the moral of loving one another. And not throwing stones. Because I'm pretty sure it'd come right back and hit me in the face. So where are you going this morning? Who are you witnessing to? Tarshish or Nineveh? Who are we going to see here next week? At the Cornrows. Perfect opportunity. Free food. Gets a lot of people. Yeah. Yeah. I think we should get a big keg of root beer. And we should put up a sign that says, beer. Heavy on the root. See how many people come running then. Mm-hmm. Oh, we drunk over here all the time on the Holy Spirit. On the Holy Spirit. Man, I'll tell you what, Holy Spirit hangovers are the best. Where are we going to go, huh? Who are we going to see here next week and the week after that and on Wednesday? Ooh, tripping. Sorry. I just had this image in my head of like WWE breaking the table. All right, sorry. Whew. You know, it's about time for lunch when you start losing track. Hungry. But where are we going to go?
Thanks for joining us on the Lifecast. It is a ministry of New Life Assembly of God in Sparta, Wisconsin. If you are ever in the area, we would enjoy the opportunity of meeting you. Until then, remember, God is for you, not against you.